You are tuned in to Lightworkers Lounge, tales of having a human experience in a spiritual world.
Welcome back to part 4 of reading the audiobook version of It's Just a Phase, Journaling with the Moon. If you're new, go back to part 1 so you can read along with us. But this is a book that I published last May about how to understand your moon sign, but also how to work with the moon's transits through each one of the 12 zodiac signs every month. I personally believe that the moon sign is more important than the sun sign. There, I'll say it. And so I had to publish a book, especially for the energies we're sitting in right now, on how to understand both your emotions and what the collective may be feeling based off of what sign the moon is currently in. As you listen along to the audiobook and you're like, I gotta get my hands on a copy because I need to handwrite in this journal to understand the moon's phases, you can always purchase your copy on Amazon.com. So today, as promised, I'm going to teach you how to use the moon journal, and we're going to dive into my own moon journal that I created as I was developing this book. Friendly reminder, you can always invest in a private one-on-one reading with me at lightworkers-lounge.com. Let's begin. Chapter 9, How to Use. Before I wrote this book, I completed a full 30 days of moon journaling myself, just to see if I could actually gain insight into the waves of my emotions and energy throughout the month. I figured if I could, I had a good shot at altering my thought patterns to work with the moon rather than against it, and harness each sign to my benefit. Spoiler alert. After having the idea of this book in my mind for quite a while, I finally put fingers to the keyboard after completing one moon cycle on my phone. Since the moon rules our soul, our emotions, I thought no better way to work towards a peaceful, balanced life in a never-ending or in a never-resting society than by working in tune with the natural world, the stars. Every day I woke up and checked what sign the moon was in. Then made little notes in my phone of how I was feeling and the energetic theme of the day as it progressed. Despite being an astrologer and knowing how influential the moon and stars are on our psyche, it was still really intriguing by the end to see the connection between the moon phases and my day-to-day emotional life. So, in order to drive home the point of this journal, on the following pages, I'm going to share my personal experience with moon journaling. A look into my iPhone notepad. I hope it inspires you to make similar notes and connections in your moon journal that you hold in your hands to ultimately make your phases less dramatic and use them to your benefit, to bring emotional homeostasis to your world, as much as you can anyway. Chapter 10, Steph's Moon Journal. Ah, guys, how funny. This is kind of a break from the book. I started this moon journaling on November 7th, 2021. And I'm recording this. I started the audiobook on November 7th. That is quite synchronistic. Wow. Totally unplanned. I literally just thought I need to start the audiobook this week and chose November 7th as the first day. Funky. I need to check on this. Okay. Steph's moon journal, November 7th. Moon in Sagittarius. Super happy today, even despite my PMS being in full swing. Jail and I craved an adventure to break up the monotonous routine we found ourselves in, so we booked an Airbnb an hour down the road. Once we arrived, we played the radio, went to an orchard to pick fresh tangerines. We wrapped up the day skinny dipping. He had never done that before. We laughed hysterically and took the most ridiculous photos. It was such a fun day. Totally Sagittarius. November 8th, the moon's in Capricorn. I spent all day on Zillow looking for houses or land to buy. I feel so determined to find a home. Probably should have taken a break because I got a headache from looking at a screen too long. Full, long day of work. November 9th, moon in Capricorn again. I feel moody, depressed. I feel like giving up. Nothing is working. Nothing feels right. I really need to apply more self-discipline to my day-to-day routine. I need more structure. I really think my lack of these things is affecting my mental health today. November 10th, the moon moves into Aquarius. Today I felt a bit detached from my emotions, which probably was a good thing because we finally made a decision to move 6 hours north. I had to push my emotions aside to make the decision because I know if I start to think about it too much, I'll turn right around or get stuck. And then it ended up working out beautifully because I believe this big move will help us towards our dream, even if we can't see it now. November 11th, Moon in Aquarius. Wait, can I just pause here, guys, for a second as I process this with you? Because I have not read this since I wrote the book. This is actually very cringy for me, but I promised you I would do it. So what I'm talking about in my journal here is moving 6 hours north. So we were in Claremont, Florida, which is like the Orlando area. And I found a place in Panama City Beach that I was like, okay, I don't know anything about the panhandle of Florida, but let's just freaking go. And I love how I wrote, because Aquarius rules our hopes and dreams. And I love how I wrote in my journal that I believe this big move will help us towards our dream, even if we can't see it now. That winter I spent, so it was no... When fall 2021, winter 2022, time frame. And that is where we discovered 30A Florida, and it's where we discovered Mexico Beach. And these are all areas that I want to open Cosmic Coconut, the astrology shop. Like, I'm just so hooked on that area. The vision feels right. Oh, my Venus and moon line go right through that area. I didn't know that before. And so it's just really cool reflecting on it now, how I was like, I feel like this is going to help us towards our dream, even though it makes no sense right now. There's just something about it. And yep, sure enough, it did. Okay, back to the journal. November 11th, Moon in Aquarius. Happy 11-11. I woke up feeling optimistic right before sunrise. Had a great night's rest. Instead of my guide saying run, they showed me jokes to lighten up. Awesome and monumental day. Moving out of the motorhome for good. Big changes that are moving us toward our dreams. November 12th, Moon in Pisces. We both woke up feeling out of body today. Just weird, sleepy, tired, just out of it. Craving the Florida Keys, my dreamland, more than ever. Grass is always greener syndrome, perhaps. Interesting dreams last night, too. I felt like playing dress-up when putting clothes away during unpacking. November 13th, Moon in Pisces. My partner and I aren't getting along well. He's making me feel guilty for something that never happened, but he is so certain of. Mental mind games, buried insecurities, scratching to get out. We both feel standoffish. Sometimes I wish I could close my eyes and transport somewhere else. November 14th, Moon in Aries. Worst day ever. Blow-ups. Both of us unable to control tempers, saying things we don't mean. End of the day saying, fuck it. Ordering pizza, we never eat this, and having a good talk with apologies all around the table. The blow-up needed to happen to clear the air. Whew. November 15th, Moon in Aries. Got shit done. Ran errands, took calls, paid bills, all with time to spare. I felt confident as fuck. I appreciate my partner for being real, honest, and vulnerable with me. We both fight hard for our love. My body feels great today. November 16th, Moon in Taurus. Oh, full moon in Taurus. I believe this is when the very first eclipse in Taurus happened that just finished this year, 2023. So this is really cool. Feel fired up to go after my dreams today and work hard to achieve them. My body feels in great shape. I feel comfortable in my skin. I feel solid. Even though we don't own this house we're currently in, we've really made it feel like home. We are sure good at that. November 17th, full moon in Taurus. I woke up today and my body feels full of emotions, ready to burst like a sensory overload. But I've recorded a great podcast and I hammered through work while feeling the fuels. Focused on loving my pug when I found out my friend lost theirs. I feel like I need to do a clean sweep of the people I have in my life. Their morals just don't align with mine anymore. They aren't at a place I'm trying to go. Under this full moon, I want to release my old value system and learn to value myself first. Guys, just hit pause for a second here. Do you see how wild this is? If you guys follow the What's New and Good newsletters, you know that all summer I've been talking about self-worth, self-value. And the last email we sent last Monday was me admitting I have low self-worth, or I've had low self-worth. And that was the final eclipse in Taurus. This is why I love astrology, because you have these moments of, whoa, look at the power and the magic of the stars that work their magic, even when I don't try, even when I'm not like, sure, I was doing this, but I wasn't forecasting like, okay, by November 2023, I will have succeeded in this mission. You know, like I didn't look at that. I just lived. November 18th, full moon eclipse in Taurus. Ah, here it is. I woke up nauseous. I couldn't sleep all night. I felt annoyed, agitated, like I really need alone time. I don't feel myself. What could be wrong with me? Are people trying to help me or keep me chained to a life like theirs? I feel untrusting of many people that I thought were close to me. Major epiphanies about myself pouring in. I saw dolphins jumping out of the water at sunset. A new morning routine began today. Ooh, whoa. November 19th, moon in Gemini. Awesome day. I nailed an interview for the podcast. I gave one of the best birth chart readings ever, and I really enjoyed the morning alone to be with my thoughts. November 20th, moon in Gemini. Another great morning. I woke up with a fun song in my head. I felt easy today to decipher what is a productive conversation and what is wasted gabbing. I nailed my composite readings today. I felt the need to plan a lot for the future. Bounced from app to app on my phone all day. Probably a little too much. November 21st, moon in Gemini. Another great day. I slept in, went for a hike, went to a cool new spiritual cafe and networked a bit. I came home and laid in the sun. I studied my new composite book. On the phone with friends a lot. Great epiphanies with getting off social media. Awesome sunset with good music. I am meant to make music. I can just feel it. Oh my gosh. Guys, again, I'm going to pause here. When I write under, because you know, full moons, eclipses, period, they have like 2 weeks leading up to the eclipse and then 2 weeks after the eclipse, you're just kind of swimming in that pool of eclipse energy. So the fact that I wrote this during the full moon eclipse in Taurus, and we just had the last eclipse in Taurus of a series of 2 years, since this is when I wrote this 2 years ago, I meant to make music. I can just feel it. All summer, I learned how to play the guitar, and now I can play any song you present to me. And it's like, whoa. If you would have went back and told the girl writing this moon journal on her phone, like, dude, you're going to play the guitar, the acoustic guitar, and you're going to play every Taylor Swift song under the sun, and you're going to learn how to record it in GarageBand with a really cool teacher at your home in Indiana. Like, it's going to be amazing. I would have been like, what? Here we are. Let me tell you guys, anything can happen. Anything. Jeffrey's in the background. Okay, I wanted Jeffrey out of the room, my pug, for recording this audiobook. I'm trying to make it professional, but this week he has been in and out of the vet, emergency vet. He's okay. He just had a little something lodged in his tummy, but luckily he passed it. But it was still very, very frightening. And I'm going to leave his snores in the background. Because I know definitely after this week, I realize one day I am really going to miss them. So if they get too loud, I will pause and move him. But for now, they're ambience. November 22nd, the moon is in Cancer. I felt so happy to have the boys over for Thanksgiving today. We had such a fun time at the beach all evening. I was so present with them, with JL. Nothing else mattered. They are family. Oh, I remember this day so clearly. November 23rd, moon in Cancer. Coffee date with the boys was so fun. They may not be biologically my children, but they sure feel like it. It makes me so excited to add more children to our family one day. I would love to adopt even. So present today, I didn't even think about work. Oh, so present today, I didn't even think about work. It was all about family time. That's interesting that I wrote I would love to adopt one day. I hope you guys don't mind me kind of like reflecting with the present and the past. This is really wild for me to read because lately in my own like motherhood journey, as I just think about what I want to do, if I want to do, I've thought about adopting a lot the past 30 days. I don't know why. It's just felt like something I want to do. I don't know. We'll see. But that's cool that I wrote this back then. Okay. November 24th, Moon in Leo. Lots of fun today. Walks on the trails in the woods. We made gingerbread houses with the kids. We painted dinosaurs, wrestled, laughed until our bellies hurt. Hudson and I had so much fun dancing. This was another super fun day with family. November 25th, Moon in Leo. Almost had some drama, but we knew how to diffuse it quick. Retrain our brain to think different thoughts. Turning ego down, turning heart up. Feeling good, but kind of starting to wear down. Danced in the kitchen all night while cleaning. Gotta shake that shit out sometimes. Watched a movie for inspiration. Slept like a baby from releasing all of that energy. November 26th, Moon in Leo. Woke up feeling a bit melancholy. Mood swings, weird dreams, so agitated. I need to just call it. Put my ego to sleep and zone out. There's just too much fire today. November 27th, Moon in Virgo. Woke up and talked in bed with JL for a while. I feel much better from yesterday's flames that burned me out. I read astrology over breakfast, then made incredible love. Went to a coffee shop after and talked for another 2 hours. I had a great synastry chart reading in the afternoon. November 28th, Moon in Virgo. Whoa, I forgot to even write my note today. I'm so scatterbrained. I spent the overcast day exploring a new neighborhood. Might have found home. We got some awesome organic food at a local grocery on the way home. Laughed and wrestled and played after dinner. So much laughter. A Virgo sense of humor is so underrated. I am blessed to have one of my own. November 29th, Moon in Libra. I woke up feeling sick today. The whole right side of my body hurts. Masculine energy? Discovered and realized I need an evil eye ring, a return to sender energy, since my social media presence may attract unknown enemies. Not on my watch. I feel so tired today, but I'm learning to accept that it's okay to rest. November 30th, Moon in Libra. Seems all of my friends were in relationship crisis today. We are dipping our toes in conflict over here, but ultimately steering the ship away, consciously directing our energy. Must stop bringing up past partners. December 1st, Moon in Scorpio, my lunar return. Yeah, just a little pause here, guys. I don't know if I mention it in the book. I hope I do. But every time the moon enters the sign that it was when you were born, every month you have a moon birthday, which what we fancy call a lunar return. My moon's in Scorpio, so every time the moon is in Scorpio, it's my lunar return. So December 1st, Moon in Scorpio. Happy lunar return to me. My mom arrived today, just in time for my lunar return. Everything feels happy, calm, right at home. It's interesting to witness my mother through new grown eyes. What a transformation we have both been through. December 2nd, Moon in Scorpio. Beautiful day with my mama. We enjoyed nature, went to a cafe, decided that leaving her to watch the dog for over a week to be alone with JL just doesn't feel right. I want to spend all of my time with her as a family, not leave her here. Intense emotions, trying to process everything all at once. December 3rd, Moon in Sagittarius. Well, I made it. I did a full round of moon journaling. Today I had a lot of energy, optimism all around. Went on a fun date to an interactive science museum. Me and JL felt like kids again. How funny. I started this moon journaling with the moon in Sag and we were skinny dipping and laughing and acting like teenagers. And then I ended it with moon in Sag, wrapped up those 30 days, going to a science museum made for children. What you guys will see at the end of this moon journal is there's a section at the very end, once you complete 30 days like I did, where you write down signs that felt good and signs that need attention next time. So for me, signs that felt good were Sagittarius. I liked the Aquarius moon, the Cancer moon, Gemini, Leo, Virgo, and Scorpio moon. And when I looked back in my notes, I noticed that during the Capricorn moon, Pisces moon, Aries moon, I put a star next to that one, Taurus moon, Libra moon, I either felt sick in my physical body or sick in my emotional body. I noticed in the Aries moon is when Jael and I were like really combative towards each other. That fire was just whoo. And I think during the Capricorn moon, I really struggled to bring balance between work and play. So how interesting, right? While reading my notes, did you make all the connections to what I was feeling on a particular day versus what sign the moon was in? Writing down which phases felt good and which ones need attention at the very end is so important so that the next cycle, you can add a note to remember to be very self-aware and in your body during the phases you found difficult. Study the high side of the signs you're struggling with and implant the idea in your mind to move towards that energy when the moon's in that sign. Just because you feel you've mastered some of the signs, don't think you're out of the woods. Some months, due to the inevitable, you may embody the low side of those signs. So what I'm saying here in the book is just because that particular 30-day cycle, I said, ooh, I love Moon in Sagittarius, doesn't mean that the next cycle it will feel that way. I've just got to pay close attention, right? It will take a few rounds to really understand what each sign's forecast comes with, so keep practicing through enjoyed repetition. Okay, I think we're ready. Let's begin the first moon cycle. Okay, guys, you got the juiciest part of the book. I can't believe I did it. I feel so accomplished. I read it out loud. I hope it made sense. When I wrote it, I was super quick. Like, I would just sit in the bath and be like, oh, yeah, I got to do my moon update. So I would just jot down notes. So I tried to expand it for the book to make it, like, full sentences. But I think you get the gist, right, of what the moon phases mean and how you can feel. And you probably recognize how I was making connections, like, during the moon in Gemini. Probably talked to friends a little too long and did a little less work that day. Need to apply some discipline on that phase. But that is what it looks like when you journal with the moon. Now, of course, my personal diary, I was already a professional astrologer, so I had that going in. That is why during part 5, when I read the first cycle, I'm going to share the empowered side and the disempowered side to every cycle of the moon. So Monday, when we come back with part 5 to the audiobook version of It's Just a Phase, Journaling with the Moon, you can either choose to pause and actually journal, or again, I highly suggest just purchasing the book. It's $9.99 on Amazon. Get your hard copy, doodle in it, draw in it, and it's so nice to be able to look and see it on paper. We live in such a digital world, which is beautiful, but it is a whole other level of comprehending such an intricate second language of the stars when you can see it on paper. So thank you guys for tuning in. Please go purchase your copy of It's Just a Phase, Journaling with the Moon on Amazon. And if you would like to invest in a private reading with me to look over your chart specifically and learn from me one-on-one, go to lightworkers-lounge.com. Thank you guys for your continued support, for all the love with Jeffrey this week, with what happened with him. It's a really, really amazing community that you and I have created together. So couldn't leave without saying thank you for that. I feel like I've lived a whole year in the last 5 days. I'm ready to go take a break. But please come back on Monday when we are going to read through an entire moon cycle together. Bring your notebook. Bye.